You've downloaded the episode. You've pulled it up in your iPod pad phone thingy. And you've even pushed play. There's no going back. Written in his bathroom. Produced in his basement. Now on the web everywhere. This is the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve.
It's the 23rd day of the 4th month, the 8th year of the 2nd decade of the 21st century. Hi, it's me, Steve, and this still is not the 6th episode of the Stuff and Things podcast. I don't think I have a great excuse for you, but that won't stop me from trying to come up with one. We'll see what I can do about that next. Have you just been dying to get started with those awesome winter activities?
What's with all this snow?
Can't wait to start shredding down the mountain?
No. I hate snow.
Got plans drawn up for the most awesomest fort ever built ever?
I want to move to Florida.
But you don't have any snow?
Arizona, maybe.
Because you live in Miami?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Never fear. The fine folks at Snow Blows have some great news for you. Still based out of Buffalo, New York, where they still have inventory left over from last year's week-long snowstorm, Earl and Shelly Grusendorf want you to know that recently they were able to get a hold of a ton of additional stock.
That's right. We just opened a warehouse in northeast Wisconsin, but we were pretty nervous we weren't going to have enough product to fill all the orders that were coming in. But then Snowstorm Ashley hit, so we didn't have to use any of that fake stuff or import it from Canada. Oh, it's just not the same when you have to do that.
So, good news. Snow Blows has plenty of snow for all of your snow fort, snow sledding, and snowball fight needs. Please snowball fight responsibly and remember, no headhunting because mom said. Place your order now with Snow Blows in Buffalo, New York, and now in Appleton, Wisconsin. And with every order of $100 or more, we promise not to make you swallow a ski pole when you say,
"You're from Wisconsin. Shouldn't you be used to this?"
Snow Blows, your one-stop shopping snow resource. Stop in and visit our new Wisconsin Snow Blows location at 321 North South Drive East, west of the Casa Loma Strip Mall, which has yet to be plowed out for some reason. No, seriously. My wife works at Kirkland's at that strip mall. She's been stuck there for 4 days. Snow Blows. You don't have to convince my aching back of that.
I just snowblowed my mailbox.
Hello, this is the mother of the voice of Steve, and you're listening to the Voice of Steve podcast. For the life of me, I can't figure out why, but we all make our own choices, don't we? I listen because he's my son, so there's something of an obligation there. You, on the other hand, could be doing any number of other things, mowing the lawn, scrubbing the toilet, binge-watching the 5th season of News Radio on VHS with bad tracking. But you've chosen to do this. Well, I'd say I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Voice of Steve podcast. But, well, you know.
So, before I most expertly interrupted myself, I was telling you that there is no Stuff and Things podcast this week. And I was being a normal, lame human being trying to toss excuses at you as to why there isn't a new Stuff and Things this week. You'd think it'd be easy. Between my imagination and the fact that there really are some legit reasons why this doesn't get done sometimes, it really shouldn't be that hard. And I really shouldn't be giving you excuses as to why I don't have any excuses as to why there's no new Stuff and Things this weekend. Well, I mean, I could tell you that I'm still recovering from digging myself out of the worst snowstorm in northeast Wisconsin since 1888, or that I'm binging my way through all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies before I go see Avengers Infinity War, hopefully this coming weekend. Or I could tell you that I'm in mourning following the tragic deaths of R. Lee Ermey, former First Lady Barbara Bush, and Vern Mini-Me Troyer. Or I could tell you that the voice of Oliver and I spent a good portion of Sunday at the home of Bill B-Mac McIntosh and his son Kagan playing a rousing game of Dungeons & Dragons. Or I could tell you I was abducted by aliens and probed in places I didn't even know existed in the human body. Or I could tell you I was pacing around the house all nervous Nelly-like, while the voice of Logan spent more time driving around in my car than I did. Or I could tell you I'm dealing with getting my wife's Suburban repaired after its bumper got pasted in the parking lot by a kid in his dad's SUV out for prom night. Or I could tell you that I was the one who convinced Kim Jong-un to give up North Korea's nuclear weapons program. I could tell you that all of those things got in my way and contributed to there being no really truly new Stuff and Things podcast this week. And some of them might even be true. But the truthiness of it, honest, is the fact that the weekend just went by too fast, and the week that preceded it was just too jam-packed with things and stuff. And I spent more time than I should have watching the first 10 or so movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Look, I'm a person, a geek person to boot, an easily distracted geek person on top of all of that. So, you know, I could be 350 issues deep into reading my entire Action Comics collection. But if someone asks me about the Fantastic Four, blah! I immediately have to start reading the John Byrne Fantastic Four run from the 80s. I gotta do it. So, if the new Avengers movie is gonna come out, and there's a sorta semi-real chance that I might actually get to go see it before most of the galactic population, well, I'm going to do what I can to cram 38 and a half hours worth of movies into a week and a half. So that's the honest reason why there's no Stuff and Things this week. I hope you ain't too mad. I at least have stories picked out for the next edition. Some pretty good stuff and things. Well, maybe I'll work on them and other stories I can bank up for the future while I'm watching Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Not my favorite. Hey, remember, you can support the Stuff and Things podcast by swinging over to patreon.com/stuffandthingspodcast. Be a pal and help a guy do what he's good at, huh? You could also be super friendly and send a digital letter mail thing through the ether, thevoiceofsteve@yahoo.com. Or just go to facebook.com/stuffandthingspodcast. Love to hear from you, hang out, chit-chat, whatever. So until next week, when it's likely I won't be disappointing you yet again, mainly because you've just given up on the whole thing. Thanks for being cool and listening to my little rambly thing here on the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve. I'm Steve, and I'm saying goodbye.